This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A new restaurant in Superior is a rarity. It's a Black-owned business in northern Wisconsin. Economic data show people of color are more likely to struggle with getting capital to start their own businesses. But state officials and nonprofits are hoping to change that, and they're expanding their efforts with some $75 million in federal COVID-19 relief set aside for diverse business programs. Danielle Kading has more.
Homemade batter sizzles on a waffle iron as Natalie Harris looks on. 3.5 mouth-watering minutes later, and it's ready to serve.
So there we go. This is golden brown and delicious the way a waffle should be.
Natalie and her husband, Cal, love waffles. It was always a secret dream for the Superior couple to one day own their own tea and coffee shop with a waffle bar on weekends. To make it a reality, they got help from a nonprofit lender that works with diverse businesses. That lender is set to expand those services through the help of state funding. For the couple, the idea for their business started on a long drive.
When the pandemic hit, I got laid off from my job. I'd been there almost 10 years. And then we went on a road trip. And on that road trip, we kind of said, hey, let's do this. Now is the time.
The two headed for Yellowstone National Park. As the miles piled up, so did ideas for waffle recipes that Natalie scribbled on napkins. Ideas like topping waffles with warm apple crisp or cheesecake, one of Cal's favorites. Somewhere along the way, Cal says they thought, why not do waffles all the time?
We just felt like it was just going to shine and it was going to be something for the community and something special.
Last summer, the two opened Superior Waffles in Superior's downtown. The wide open space has rows of tables and a display of waffle-themed items for sale. On the wall, the message, "All are welcome here," surrounds a heart-shaped waffle. Building the business didn't happen overnight. They took classes, connected with other business owners, and got a microloan through the nonprofit lender Entrepreneur Fund. Natalie is white and Cal is Black. Black-owned businesses are rare in northern Wisconsin, and state funding aims to change that. Speaking at an event in Superior, Carly Vigu of the Entrepreneur Fund says the nonprofit is now expanding its services across northern Wisconsin.
In the 12 counties that we will be expanding to, we will be reaching at least 500 entrepreneurs.
The expansion is made possible with the help of $8 million in COVID-19 relief through Wisconsin's diverse business programs. Department of Administration Secretary-designee Kathy Blumenfeld says the goal is to help those hardest hit by the pandemic.
Those that have struggled and traditionally not maybe had access to capital or to expertise to help them start a new business.
Stephanie Williams is a business advisor for the Entrepreneur Fund with a focus on Black and Indigenous business owners and people of color. She says the expansion aims to provide more loans, grants, and technical assistance to underrepresented communities.
We don't have traditional stories. We don't have traditional generational wealth to pass down, and I'm trying to change that narrative.
Wisconsin has more than 462,000 small businesses. While racial minorities make up 11% of workers, they own roughly 7% of businesses in Wisconsin. Cal and Natalie Harris put their own money into the waffle shop, but Cal says the loan they received made a huge difference with buying equipment and setting up the business.
And everyone that comes through, they like always compliment us on how the space looks and feels, and we put a lot of time and effort into it, but it wouldn't have been possible without money, so that was really important to us.
Back at the waffle shop, Natalie says they want to see more diverse businesses grow in northern Wisconsin and give back to others. She says help is out there.
There's, you know, organizations like the Entrepreneur Fund, the Small Business Development Center. They want to help. That's what they're there for. So if people can just get connected, there's help and assistance.
The Entrepreneur Fund is already ramping up lending. The nonprofit plans to start working with northern Wisconsin communities in January. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.